Gospel according to John. When he had gone out, Jesus said to the disciples, "Now the Son of Man has been glorified, and God has been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself, and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." This is the good news. Well, good morning. As you can see, I had to go out and buy an orange shirt in honor of Pastor Pear. Now, for those of you who are visiting today, Pastor Pear, he doesn't like orange. He loves orange. And he has orange shirts. He has orange pants. He has orange tennis shoes, orange glasses. And last Sunday, he wore his orange shirt, so I figured if it works for him, it can work for me. So you get the orange shirt today. Before I start today, I'd like to tell a little story. There was this billionaire who was on his last hours of life. And he called in his accountant and he called in his attorney to be with him. And they sat on one on one side of the bed and one the other. And he was talking. They talked about all the good times they had and all the money they made. And the attorney and accountant said, "You know, we're so honored. You could have picked anybody to be with you in your last hours." And the billionaire turned to him and said, "Well, you know, I always wanted to die like Jesus, with a criminal on my left and a criminal on my right." Now, if you don't like that one, blame Joel Osteen. That's where I stole it from. So, last fall, Tina was up here with the kids doing their little message thing. And at the end of her talk, they sang this song. "This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine. Let it shine, let it shine, let it shine." Well, I couldn't get that tune out of my head. All the way home, I was driving and the tune was in there. And when I got home, I started thinking about songs or little hand gesture things. And I came up with like "Deep and Wide" and some other ones. But the one that stood out for me was this one. And I'll stand to the side so you can hear me. "Here is the church. Here is the steeple. Open the doors and see all the people." Right? And I started thinking about that. And I said, you know, that really isn't right. So I changed it to this. "Here's the building. Here's the steeple. Open the doors and see what?" And see what? All the people. Come on. And see what? No. And see the church. We are the church. This is a building. We are the church. And so I started asking people at, I'm in the men's Centennial Singers. If you don't know them, we're a group of about 30, 40 guys, 70, 90 years old. And we sing songs, and actually, I'm going to put a little advertisement. We're going to be singing here at the month of September, so come here. And so I did the same thing with them. I did a devotion before one of the practices. Same thing, where people were saying "people," or there's silence, and finally somebody said, "the church." We are the church. Last year, some of us did some faith statements. I think we called it like the who, what, where, or something like that. And so people came up here and gave faith statements. And I'm sure most of you remember when I came up, because I went up to the lectern and I said, "Good morning, my name's Rick Turnquist, for those of you who don't know me." And then I went over and got my coffee cup and I came up and I go, "Now do you know me?" So that's my association with here for those of you who are visiting today. And just at the co-op that I live, 7500 York, same thing there, where people don't know me unless I have a hat on. I always have a hat on. But those faith statements reminded me of a time probably over 15 years ago when we were doing faith statements again. And I remember one particular person, Al Rivers. And Al came up and he said, "When I used to come to church, it was go to church, get my God, and go. Go to church, get my God, and go." You know, are there some of you that are like that here, where you just come, put your hour in, and you're out the door? Get your God and go. And I started looking at this statement. I said, well, you know, if I change a few things around a little bit, I can turn that into something that's really good. First of all, we don't come to church because we are the church. Wherever we go, if we're here, I know in COVID, we're out in the parking lot, we're the church. And wherever you go, you are the church. And then get your God. We don't come here to get God. We come here to give the God that is in our hearts to other people that are here. But the most important thing that we do, instead of go, it's go out to others and share the love of God with others that are here. I'm going to tell you a little story. It's a couple years ago, 1960, so just a couple, you know. There's this little boy, six-year-old boy. Now, I guess you know who that person was. It was old Ricky T right there, 6 years old. And some tornadoes had come through central Minnesota. And my dad said, "Hey, let's go out and see this town." So packed up six kids from 6 to 18. Went out there, of course, before we could get to the town. They had it all blockaded. And somebody was there, wouldn't let us in. Well, that wasn't going to discourage my dad. So he's going, this is kind of farm country, taking all these dirt roads. And we finally got into the town. And we got there, and he told us right off the bat, they said, "If anybody asks you anything, just say that your house got destroyed." So, okay, good dad, yeah, whatever. So as I was standing there, I saw these houses. I saw these buildings with the roofs off, the buildings gone, glass all over, cars thrown here and there. But even as a little six-year-old boy, something stood out for me. And as I looked where a building was and it was gone, there still was the foundation, firm and strong. The foundation was there to bring hope, just as Jesus Christ is our hope and our foundation. So about 2 years ago, or 2 years after that, my dad said, got my brother and I, and we went back to the town to see if it even existed. And it was flourishing. Everything was new. Everything was great. So even in the midst of all this bad stuff that had happened, there was still hope. There was still hope. So that brings us to our church here, Christ the King Lutheran Church, Bloomington. You know, we've been here for 70 years. I think that deserves an applause. 70 years we've been here, and the first 45 years was with two lead pastors, Pastor Engelstead and Pastor DeFore. Things were hopping, you know, buildings were being built, get something bigger. Just everything was going fantastic in the first 45 years. And I came in 1990. And it wasn't because I wanted to be with Lauren Thompson, you know, no. You're supposed to be in your drums going to this, you know. I came here because I met this nice young lady named Nancy Hansen. And you know, the best way to get to a woman's heart is go to church with her. So I came with Nancy, great, great times in the 90s, Madrigal Dinners and Juggler to the King and a lot of great fun things, contemporary bands. It was great. So in 2000, when Ken left, we've gone through 5 different pastors and 4 interims. So we've gone through challenges. We've gone through a lot of change. Good things, you know. But it's been a great church. You know, in 2016, for me personally, it was a disaster year for me. My mother-in-law died, my sister-in-law died, Nancy died, all in 6 months. It was a tough place to be. When I came here, I saw death. I didn't see life. But it was because of you. You, as the church, were there for me, to love me, to care about me. And so I'm still here. So, but as with that foundation in that tornado, where with all this stuff going on up here, there always is hope in Jesus Christ. 2 weeks ago, when we had our service over in the social hall because the air conditioning was off here, Pastor Pear was talking about our Savior's Lutheran in Minneapolis and how they're like us, and then their church burned down. And then they rebuilt and did things. We don't need this place to burn down because we already have the fire in our hearts. And as long as we have the fire in our hearts and know that Jesus Christ is our foundation, everything will be fine. Everything will be fine. You know, I love this church. And since you are the church, I love all of you. I am the church. You are the church. We are the church together. All who follow Jesus all throughout the world, we are the church together. Amen.